right, and I apparently on WGXC Accra. It's WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
Please join us on Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m. for a Town of Caro candidate forum at the Caro Durham High School in the auditorium.
This is an opportunity to ask questions of the candidates and hear their answers to help you make an informed decision on November 5th.
The public is invited at 6 p.m. to submit questions.
The forum will begin at 6:30 promptly and will be moderated by seniors in Caro Durham's College Government class.
The forum will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM and streamed online at wgxc.org/live.
Child care will be available.
We look forward to seeing you there.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Waldholtz of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listeners reported. It's radio for open ears, open heart, open hands, and open mind. We give thanks again to you for supporting WGXC all through the years, and I hope that you stay with us.
What exactly? A world. Ship's floating. Where it's all.
Forgotten Geeks, second installment of Halloween 2019 here on WGXC.org. This is Corey McCaslin coming to you from High, Low, and Catskill, and we are also now in the midst of our fall pledge push. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, WGXC.org/donate, or like Tom said, just go to WGXC.org and push the donate button. We're looking to get 35 more sustaining supporters to keep locally sourced, independent news, music, everything coming to you. And now, speaking of which, let's get into some geek speak. Entering the Matrix revival are a slew of newbies and one familiar face. Deadline reports Jessica Winswick, Colleen Wing from Iron Fist, is at the top of the list for the new Neo-type protagonist. Variety, meanwhile, reported Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, Black Manta and Aquaman, is signed on for a leading role as well. A surprising name also in the mix is Neil Patrick Harris, in talks to return to cinematic sci-fi over 20 years after he rocked an SS uniform in Starship Troopers. Possibly returning is one of the highlights of the sequels and mixed video game attempts at expanding the world. Deadline reporting Jada Pinkett Smith is in talks to reprise Niobe. The Bat-Pat has found his feline fatale and a compulsively puzzling nemesis. Big Little Lies' Zoe Kravitz is the new Catwoman. And following a breakdown and talks with Jonah Hill, Paul Dano is the new Riddler. This reportedly only leaves the Penguin as the third major villain, who reportedly hew closer to the book's legit gangster-slash-criminal-intelligence mastermind. And of the long list of rumored names, I say give Paul Giamatti a chance to play a villain in a good superhero movie. It's Kevin Feige's world. We just live in it. The Marvel movie chief is now chief creative officer of all Marvel, putting him at the top alongside the more powerful than ever Trump buddy Ike Perlmutter. Feige now controls the creative direction of every division, including the comics and television, all but confirming whispers that recent cancellations of Marvel TV projects like Ghost Rider and New Warriors were just the inevitable, though insider analysis expects the R&D, I mean comics division, to proceed on course due to historically good relations between their top dogs. So we go into our first set, and once again, that number, 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate, to keep all this good stuff coming to you. So here we go with Dangerous Muse covering Ministry's classic Every Day is Halloween.
I live with snakes and lizards and other things that go bump in the night. Cause to me, every day is Halloween. I have given up hiding and started to cry. I've started to cry. Seem to stop and stare. They say, why are you dressed like it's Halloween? You look so absurd. You look so obscene. Now, why can't I live a life only? Why should I take the abuse that's so? Why can't they see that just like me, it's the same, it's the same in the whole wide world.
Intent to burn you, my friend.
Took care of his curb. You fixed up John Green in the old Bishop's spree. Put everyone out of work. Wake up, baby. Oh, baby, open your eyes. Look around you. This man.
Started off with Dangerous Muse, Every Day is Halloween, then The Church with Witch Hunt, and you just heard Official Version covering Ministry's Revenge, turned into a ministry cover sandwich. And where else can you hear that but WGXC? It's the Fall Pledge Drive. So 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. Now, back to Geek Speak. This month's second mega block of horror news starts with a surprising reboot with an even more surprising auteur behind it. Art house giant Nicholas Winding Refn, I can never pronounce that right, is putting Maniac Cop back on the beat, show running and co-directing an HBO series reboot of the cult classic killer cop slasher trilogy. Action will be reset to Los Angeles and feature a varied cast of characters dealing with the mayhem unleashed by a possibly supernatural law officer turned monster. 2 years after it was first announced, the latest remake of Little Shop of Horrors has some possible names sprouting. Collider claims Lady Gaga may essay the role of Audrey, and Billy Porter may voice the maniacally carnivorous singing plant named in her honor, while Chris Evans is petitioning to take on the role of the sadistic dentist. A more kid-friendly paranormal horror reimagining is typing itself out on Apple TV. Deadline, breaking that dangerous book for boys, director Luke Metheny is writing and directing an update of the 90s PBS kids' favorite, Ghost Rider, now focusing on the kid investigators dealing with fictional characters unleashed from a haunted bookstore and still armed with messages only they can see. Here's some more TV reboots for your candy pail. Variety reports that 15 years after the predecessor to WB passed on a pilot, the CW's taking its own shot at resurrecting Barnabas Collins, developing the modern-day set Dark Shadows Reincarnation. And James Wan knows what was done last summer, teaming with original movie producer Neil H. Morris to film a pilot for her series remake of 90s meta-slasher I Know What You Did Last Summer. TV Line reports HBO Max will also go into the prequel, remake route, adapting Alice Hoffman's Rules of Magic, the prequel to Practical Magic, previously adapted in 1998 with Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock. Warner's streaming service will do some original horror IP, though. The same source also reported on HBO Max has picked up Red Bird Lane, a young adult psychological horror drama series about eight strangers meeting in a sinister, isolated house. John Carpenter's Tales from Halloween Night may live yet. The legend telling comicbook.com, the formerly developed for sci-fi adaptation of his comic anthology, is gearing back up at Paramount. Mike Mignola will bring his Hellboy home talent for retelling world folklore to live-action TV. Ted Line reported he's teaming with Starburn Industries to develop The Forever House, a live-action anthology series that will also attempt to recapture some classic Hollywood horror vibe with the help of industrial light and magic. Sci-fi.com reports that 2017 female creator-driven anthology film XX is being turned into a series for an undetermined platform. Friday the 13th reboot writers Mark Swift and Damian Shannon are doing some original-ish work. Sam Raimi signing on to direct for Sony their untitled script described as Misery meets Castaway. Coming next month to limited theatrical releases, another marriage of the Groundhog Day premise with horror, Johannes Nyholm's Coco de Cocoda. The festival sensation starts with a young couple and their child's cabin trip gone wrong, then jumps forward 3 years later to see the couple drawn into a time loop recreating the worst day of their lives. The Bridgewater Triangle, the Massachusetts equivalent to the Bermuda Triangle, is getting an apocalyptic television exploration. Deadline reports Fargo and Legion showrunner Noah Hawley and FX are developing Brian Miller's short story of a strange sibling struggling to survive after a massive paranormal event affects the 17 communities contained in said triangle. So let's get a little bit older music in here, some truly forgotten stuff, so which you'll pretty much only hear, well, probably mostly only hear, at least on radio, here in WGXC. So here we go with J. Frank Wilson, Grave in the Desert.
I have to dig it up.
plenty on the radio here, WGXC. You just heard a set that started with J. Frank Wilson and Sebastian Peabody, Grave in the Desert. Then Jimmy Frizz and the Valiants with Serpents and Spiders. And the last song was the Cramp Surfing Dead from the classic soundtrack to the classic zombie comedy Return to Living Dead. It's almost 11:30 here. Forgotten Geek coming to you from High Low and Catskill on WGXC. It's our fall pledge drive as we are seeking to finish filling that gap of more sustained supporters to keep us going, keep bringing you independent, locally sourced news, music, culture, history, everything, and keep giving, as my former co-host Jill once said, keep giving us shy egomaniacs like me a place to be creative and reach out as much as I can. So, if you want to donate, you can also just do a one-off donation. You can go to WGXC.org/donate, or just go to the main website and click the donate button, or call us 518-697-7400, 518-697-7400, or WGXC.org/donate. And our next set, we'll start with a back-to-back raps, starting with Boris Pickett, most famously known for the Monster Mash. Well, he came back in the 80s with the Monster Rap.
Frankenstein. In a torn up Armani looking mighty fine. I mean, the brother was smoking, literally. Sewn up with a needle and thread. Put together with parts from the dead. Except they put his nuts on the side of his head. What in the world were they thinking? Dracula is afraid of life. He only comes out of his coffin at night. Slips out to have him a bite. Out of somebody's neck baggies. He's a vampire, vampire bat. Sucking on blood, it's flowing fast. Except I don't know if he should really be doing that. I mean, I hope he practices a safe sock.
Most rap, everybody's now. Everybody groove, everybody clap. Most rap, everybody's now. Everybody move, everybody clap.
Wolfman howling at the moon. Guys, just make me swoon. Sprays his hair with the doll Sassoon. What? You mean that's a weed?
Can't see the invisible man. Can't see his invisible tan. Can't see his invisible hand.
Ow! Who goosed me?
Monster rap. Everybody snap. Everybody groove. Everybody clap. Monster rap. Everybody snap. Everybody.
Lugosi and Poltergeist, Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, and the Adams family. Pyramid power of the mummy, aliens bursting from your tummy. There are monsters that I love. Freddy Krueger gives good glow. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Christine is the baddest ride. Roger Corman, Barbara Steele, Killer Tomatoes have appeal. Hannibal Lecter, sick and mean, eat your heart with fava beans. Chucky's just a living doll. The 50-foot woman is awfully tall. So's the amazing colossal man. Gamera, Mothra, and Rodan. Godzilla tears up Tokyo while the Phantom of the Opera steals the show. The Blob, the Fly, and the Thing. Edgar Allan Poe and Stephen King. Jason in a hockey mask. Zombies, freaks, and maniacs. They're the monsters I adore. Full of blood and guts and gore. They make me want to scream and holler. More and more and more and more.
Monster rap. Everybody's now. Everybody groove. Everybody clap. Monster rap. Everybody's now. Everybody move.
Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned.
When I was born, you know my mama loved me. 16 years old, gave birth to a G. So back at the time, whenever they would see my face, shame I had to hide, cause all the kids would do was hate. I missed out on school. I stayed in my home, I wasn't cool. Took the big boy saying I'm a fool. I shed tears with my mom, I missed her. Over the years, it was horror getting bullied by the kids. And even though I never knew my daddy, it caused trauma when things went wrong. I need mama. I never miss all the stress they caused. Rotten hell, knowing that my mama's gonna have to kill. And I was sleeping potentially. Hey, try to swim and eventually that day. Becoming dust seized that night. Mama catch them, put a bowie to their backside. And even as I make them scream, mama, you always had to make them bleed. Mama, you finally took a stand as a mother. It came easy, killing at the camp.
You always was committed. A poor single mother is a nightmare. Now you gotta get them. There's a way I can pay them back. I'll be damned, cause they just killed you in the camp. You are decapitated. Dear mama, you are decapitated. My knife, then I stab a kid. Cause I'ma harm ya, I can always defend for my mama. I kill teens for a purpose. They should've learned, don't be capping on my surface. When I was sick as a little kid, you killed my daddy, it's so vivid all the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the bad kids that bully me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank your mama cause you made me. I speak no words, I can't express how I feel. I'm about to tell a secret, I got to keep it real. At Camp Crystal Lake, they betrayed me. If they was on the job, they could've saved me. I hear mommy when she say my name. And you gon' make it through the night, prepare to die today. And I don't even need a knife, I go hands on. I like to strangle anyway, put my mask on. And there's one way I can pay them back. See, my plan is to kill them all at the camp. Decapitated. Dear mama, you are decapitated.
And that was our Halloween rap set, starting off with novelty legend Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Rap, then Elvira with her own Monster Rap, and you just heard the Merkins, the band behind the Slash Street Boys, with Dear Mama, the Jason Voorhees remake of the Tupac classic. So let's get into some, before I get into some recommendations to follow up on Tom C's, unfortunately I can't give any kind of review of Watchmen, I haven't watched it yet, but... will, so hopefully next installment. And of course the Star Wars trailer looked great. So to our recommendations, keeping Halloween themed, God Told Me To, Larry Cohen, still underrated 1976 religious horror drama, or as many know it, that movie where Andy Kaufman plays a killer cop for one sequence. A devout and troubled cop begins to unravel a horrifying mystery connected to his own life as he investigates a wave of random mass murders sweeping New York, each perpetrator's excuse being the title drop. It can be found for rental or purchase on Amazon, YouTube, or iTunes, but maybe if you're lucky, it's floating around elsewhere on YouTube. Terror Vision is a still-overlooked 1986 horror comedy produced by Charles Band, starring cult legend Mary Warnov, mostly remembered for her roles in Rock and Roll High School and Eating Raoul. I'll also give a recommendation to Nigh the Comet, which also features her. A badly constructed satellite dish transports and unleashes a monster on a suburban home. Hilarity and much goo ensues. It can be found on Amazon Prime and also on YouTube for the time being. Continuing on to with the horror comedy, albeit leaning more towards the first, is Waxwork, 1988 film that, along with My Best Friend is a Vampire, don't know how that holds up, introduced me to one of my favorite thespians, David Warner, the best doctor we never got, at least on TV, playing the owner of the titular location wherein unsuspecting patrons are transported back in time through displays as part of some plan to unleash evil on the world. Until my recent watch, I hadn't seen it since I was a kid, I'd forgotten Miles O'Keefe was also in it as a pretty good Dracula. Patrick McGoohan shows up at the end to help hero Zach Galligan. The sequel pretty much features the same thing, only with Bruce Campbell. That's part of why it's actually remembered a little bit more. Anyways, the first one is up on Vudu and Shudder, and rental or purchase on YouTube and Amazon. So going to our last full set, starting off with a little bit of a creepypasta, as is my annual tradition. Here is Mr. Creepypasta with I Desire Knowledge.
It was a normal Monday morning when it happened. I was getting ready for another day of school, just continuing the vicious cycle that was my life. I was eating breakfast when I heard a thump from the basement. I figured it was just my cat jumping off the windowsill, so I paid it no mind. Then came another thump. And another. I realized that something... something was coming up the stairs. And it sure as hell wasn't my cat. It finally reached the top of the stairs and peered its head. I'm not even sure if you could call it that. Around the corner and looked up at me. I don't even know how to describe it. If I tried, I'd probably just end up throwing myself on a knife, trying to get it out of my head. After what seemed like an eternity, I sprinted towards the cutlery drawer, grabbed the knife, and went into my parents' room. I woke them up as fast as I can. I tried to explain what horror had occurred in the past few seconds. When they understood that something was out there, my dad took the knife from me and slowly opened the door. It was open no more than an inch. When a tentacle, or perhaps an arm, grabbed my father and pulled him into the hallway, dragging him back towards the basement door before my mother and I heard it coming back. It pounded the door down, and in an instant, it had decapitated my mother, leaving me the last one standing. Instead of giving me the mercy of death, it grabbed me by the leg and dragged me through my father's eviscerated remains and towards the basement door. I was thrown down the stairs, leaving me staring up at it as this abomination descended towards me.
I've had my fill of blood, human. Yet I desire one thing more.
It could speak. My God, it could speak. What do you want? I asked weakly. It crawled down a few more steps, grasping my head in its claws.
I desire knowledge.
It stared into my eyes, nay, into my very soul, then leaned into my ear and whispered,
I just can't figure out why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Okay, our last set started off with Mr. Creepypasta's I Desire Knowledge. April Fool, old April Fool's joke. Theaters, Des Vampires, reworking Kylie Minogue's biggest hit, American hit, Into Can't Get Out of My Grave. And you just heard Aqua, a.k.a. the Barbie Girl Band, with Halloween. So, thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. And just once again, remind you, it's our fall pledge drive. Trying to get up to our full sustaining supporters goal. Need 35 more. 518-697-7400. WGXC.org/donate. And I'll be back. It will be about three Tuesdays before I'm back here. But next Thursday, Halloween, Thangularity and Forgotten Geek will be merging into I believe we were titling it the Thangularity Forgotten Geek Best Day of the Year Blowout Extravaganza. Can't remember exactly, but see, there's another reason to, and speaking of which, there's another reason to keep donating to WGXC. Great new shows like Thangularity, giving us some good solid science and technology news and discussion. So that'll be on. I'll be back there, back here on WGXC next Thursday, 7 to 10, for Thangularity Forgotten Geek crossover. And our information once again, 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. So be going out today, starting with actually this will probably be all we get to, the Rollins Band cover of Ghost Rider off of the Crow soundtrack. Have a good afternoon. Thank you for listening.